When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
This is from Channel 7's website in Chicago. A family is back after being at a hospital in Philadelphia. Dom and Maggie Altobelli expressed gratitude in a video released by the hospital. Their conjoined twins were successfully separated. Said Dom in the video, "There is so much good in the world." I'm so glad you put it that way, Dom. We sometimes forget that. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Thank you for having us on.
And is Maggie on the line as well? Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I am. Hi, Don. How are you?
We're doing real well. So, Dom, let's start with you since I heard your voice first. When did you all find out that you were going to have conjoined twins, and how does that happen?
How does that happen? We found out at Maggie's 20-week ultrasound, which was August of 2020. And yeah, it happened during a 20-week ultrasound check. We thought we were having one baby, and Maggie got the surprise of a lifetime with two little babies and a connectivity.
And so you knew right away. It wasn't just twins, but they could tell that they were going to share an abdominal wall and some organs, right?
Yeah. They could sense from that ultrasound there was the stomach connectivity and up into the lower chest, and we weren't sure of the organs yet, and the ball started rolling really quickly from there. They got us assigned to a MFM doctor, a high risk type doctor in Chicago, and that's when the further imaging and MRI and long doctor visits started to show exactly what they expected to be the upcoming result for the girls.
I bet, Maggie, you're an expert on this now. You probably learned a lot in the last year, huh?
Yeah, I never thought I'd be looking so much into conjoined twin cases, but I really started studying really
hard. Did a deep dive. How
that.
Often does it have, Maggie? How many kids per year would you say, do you know, are born conjoined?
It's different wherever you Google it, I feel like.
Yeah.
I think Chop said it's like 1 in 500,000 births a year. But it was, to us, it was the only
ultra
thing.
Rarity.
Yeah, ultra
yeah,
rare. So,
yeah.
In Chicago, they didn't have anybody who had ever separated conjoined twins before, so that's what kind of led us to looking into Philadelphia.
I see. I wondered why, given all the doctors we have here. So then, how old were the kids then when they were separated? How old are they?
Right now, they're coming up on tomorrow, or wait, no, on the 18th, they'll be 15 months, and they were separated at 11 months.
That must have been, I can't imagine what that was like for them. And for you to, for, why are you laughing, Dom?
It was a whole different world, John. Yeah.
And the babies were facing each other. Yeah. And I suppose since that's all they knew, they must have had a level of comfort with that too, huh?
Yeah, I think Dom said it best, when we talked to the whole team about it, they're just Daddy and Lily to us. And when they came out, they were just hugging each other and just became, you know, kind of best friends with that special connection.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, when they, I mean, I have a 14 month old granddaughter. So I think my granddaughter's about the age of your kids and they're aware of the world around them. It must have seemed pretty strange to them to, after the operation, be separated, right? Did you get any sense of that from them?
We were all curious about it, and because the 2 weeks after was so intense medically with their recovery, and, you know, some sedation and paralytics and pain meds.
Yeah,
it wasn't that aha moment we were all waiting for.
Right.
But there definitely was one time, you know, probably around the 2 week mark or so, we were in there, and I was over by Addie and playing with her in her crib, and Lily was just a short 5 feet away and in her crib, and she was looking, leaning over, and she started waving at us, and you could just sense, like, she knew hey, that, you know, that's my sister. That's my girl who used to be with me.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's how long was the procedure? How long did it take the doctors to separate them?
Do you have any guess at it?
Me, I would say 7 hours.
Yep, you're spot on. From the first incision to the close up, it was exactly 7 hours. Yeah. Which was ultra quick compared to other ones that they've done at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And just remarkable, you know, to see it happen that quick with this great of a result. I think it's credit to the medical professionals, the experts, and the technology now available.
You know, you mentioned, Dom, the pain medication. Maggie, any of us who've had any kind of surgery, a tooth pulled, know you have residual pain, and we can communicate that. You must have had strong feelings as a mother about what your children are feeling afterwards and trying to anticipate and sense that for them.
Yeah, it was very, very tough to see them go through that. We were very lucky, though, that we had such a great team there at in Philly because, you know, we started to just try and learn as much as we could as parents, but they were kind of our, you know, like they really guided us throughout the whole process. So we were, you know, determined to get those babies home some way, somehow, and slowly they, you know, came to, and they didn't, you know, like they say all the time, babies are resilient, and these girls were resilient. So it was really cool to witness.
We're talking to Maggie and Dom Altobelli from Chicago. Their conjoined daughters have been separated. They shared a liver, a diaphragm, chest, abdominal wall. The surgery, you say, took 7 hours. They're back in Chicago now, I guess, huh? Will they lead a normal life? Will their appearance be normal to other people?
They absolutely will. That's the beautiful part of it. The team in Philadelphia said that we'll probably only see them for social visits from here. That's how good they
wow.
did during the separation procedure. And yeah, I mean, they're two beautiful little girls. We got a little work to do that. They're requiring a little respiratory support. So that's our big hurdle right now that we're jumping over and getting better at each day. But yeah, in 2, 3, 4 years, you probably never even know that these two girls were together.
Yeah. Are they then developmentally on track?
They are. Yeah, cognitively for sure. Speech-wise, I think they're right there, maybe a little bit behind. And then the physical side, they were a little bit behind, but now they're starting to catch up. They're both standing. They're practicing a little bit of crawling. And yeah, everybody thinks that they're going to be walking here pretty soon. We caught them standing up in their own little cribs the other day. So Maggie and I just had to lower the cribs yesterday.
Yeah. When our granddaughter started to walk fast, and I thought you shouldn't have taught her to do that. Now you're gonna have to run. Are these your first kids then, Maggie?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Well,
they're keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, the two of you sound like you're in the same vehicle. Where are the girls right now?
Yeah, they're with grandma and nurses right inside. We have a crazy dog that she's a very loving dog, but she sometimes doesn't behave when we need her to. So,
one last thing. This don't we live in an amazing age that this can be a happy ending? Do you have any idea what the hospital bills are for something like this, and how is it that the family is able to afford something like that?
Yeah, we definitely do, and fortunately we're employed with great insurance that obviously the world shares in that cost when you are insured. So we're very lucky that the hospital accepts the insurance and that there's some employer support there that picks it up. And then Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is driven and fueled by foundational support. And part of the initiative that we have running here of going public with Addie and Lily's story is to further support their foundation. And so we launched just about a month ago fundraising for the team at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. Holly Hedrick is the world-renowned surgeon who took care of our girls. And the team that she leads of many other professionals There's a fund to help other babies who require life-saving surgeries. That's all that they do.
Yeah.
And so at this point, we have a family in Chicago who is matching up to $2 million through midnight tonight, so through Valentine's Day tonight. As of now, we're just raised over $1 million. So you match that, we're over $2 million for other families. Hmm. And the expectation is we hit that $2 million match. So, yeah, that's exactly why we chose to share Addie and Lily's journey. And we really want to fuel that that medical team to help other babies.
Well, you're right. We all share these expenses, but I think this is a good expense to share. How can I make a donation then, Dom? Where do I go?
Thank you for asking. So the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, they launched the Addie and Lily Fund for life-saving care, transformational life-saving care. So if you Google it, or if you look at some of the social media or media posts, you'll see the link. You'll see that there's a very generous Chicago family that's doing the $2 million match.
Yeah.
So everybody's contribution is matched. And yeah, we're just so thankful. So please, please support whatever you can. Well, you're going to help a whole lot more babies.
Yeah, I'll do this. I will put a link to it on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. It's easy to find, WGN King John. We'll have a hyperlink there. You can make a donation, take advantage of that match. Our best to the four of you, Maggie and Dom. Thanks for joining us today. Well done.
Thank you
so much.
There's the smiles on those faces.